I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news for Sunday, January 26th, 2014. And go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including local links to all the local blogs, Twitter feeds, Facebook pages, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Many Hudson Valley communities are faced with the expansion of high-power transmission lines. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for expanded coverage of this issue and links to a WGXC interview with Will Yannick and Ian Solomon from Farmers and Families for Claverack and Livingston, interviewed by Tom DiPietro on the WGXC Afternoon Show Thursday, January 23rd. It's an almost half-hour-long interview with the two. There's also links to stories in Capital New York, the Register Star, the Daily Freeman, and the Poughkeepsie Journal about the expansion of power line plans and to New York Public Service Commission documents. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org to see the full story. Scott Waldman at Capital New York reports that the state has indefinitely extended a February 21st deadline for comments on a $600 million plan for a major upgrade to transmission lines from upstate through the Hudson Valley to provide more electricity for New York City customers. Governor Andrew Cuomo calls the blueprint for the, quote, New York State Energy Highway, unquote, and the Public Service Commission was to decide on the project next month. Senator Terry Gibson of Poughkeepsie and others prefer a costlier option of burying the infrastructure improvement. Quote, it's definitely a victory. It's certainly not complete, unquote, he told Waldman in Capital New York. Quote, they're looking more seriously at putting this underground, unquote. Gibson is also advocating the lines follow existing routes. Currently, some of the proposed power lines would expand the existing footprint by up to 160 feet, and eminent domain and aesthetic concerns, along with environmental issues, are causing community groups in towns throughout the Hudson Valley to form in opposition to the expansion of the transmission lines. In Churchtown, Saturday, January 25th, Farmers and Families for Claverack and Livingston, a group opposed to the project, hosted a meeting with many local officials, including State Senator Kathleen Marchione and Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett. Throughout the Hudson Valley, more groups such as this are forming to address the issue this Thursday, January 30th at 5:30 p.m. at Clinton Town Hall at 1215 Center Road in Clinton. It's the next community forum on the issue. Adam Clayton in the Register Star reports that locally, the Columbia County Board of Supervisors and the town's Claverack, Stuyvesant, Stockport, and Livingston have all passed resolutions against the current plans for upgrades in Columbia County. The line also passes through parts of Greene, Albany, and Dutchess counties locally. Pam Klein, who is the head of Farmers and Families for Livingston, says the local groups have more power banding together and have formed a coalition with Sinakuts in the town of Clinton, Clinton Concerned Citizens, Dutchess County, Dutchess Land Conservancy, the town of Milan, the Alana Partnership, Omega Institute, the Preservation League of New York State, the town of Pleasant Valley, and the Winnicke Land Trust, among others. Quote, the PSC has not to date, either in its energy highway blueprint or in any public setting, articulated a convincing need for the new transmission capacity based on the most current data about electricity supply and demand, the potential for energy conservation, demand management, local green power generation, and distributed generation to reduce the need for new transmission lines has not been examined, unquote, the group wrote in a letter to local and state officials. Again, you can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for complete information about this entire issue. National Weather Service in Albany predicts that today should be partly sunny with a high near 16. Wind chill values could be as low as negative 16. Sunday night, there is a chance of snow showers, mainly after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 12. Monday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 25, and a low around negative 2. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 15. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.